This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanks.
It's Martin Luther King Day. What's on your mind? I'm Scott Hammond, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, and we'd love to hear from you at 800-228-0550. We're broadcasting from the University of Mary. The Twins caravan just wrapped up today, so you heard a little bit of the highlights there. We have a conversation with Tony Oliva coming up. We have Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. We have a Democratic debate that wrapped up last night. We have a three-way race for governor. Those are kind of the things that are in the news, so lay it on us. What's the best lesson Martin Luther King Jr. taught us? If you had to pick one, what would you say it is? Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd, the radio god Mitchell, who's riding shotgun here today, manning things back at the studio, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Dean answered the Martin Luther King question on our Facebook. He said Jesus is the answer as the best lesson that Martin Luther King Jr. taught us. He was a pastor, you know. He was Reverend Martin Luther King. That is often not included in news reports of him. I don't know why. Why do you think that is? That's who he was, right? But civil rights leader that was a pastor. Not sure why that isn't more well known, but that's the real deal. Good point. What else have we asked here? We've asked about the three-way race for governor and who will win the GOP nomination for governor. David says, name recognition and job performance will carry the day. That narrows the race to one. And we all know who that is. All right. Wayne Stengem is who he's talking about there. Hillary is feeling the burn as his poll numbers rise in Iowa and New Hampshire. Do you think this guy's going to snatch the nomination from Hillary Clinton? We have some clips from the debate last night we can share with you. Stephen says, I hope and pray that Hillary gets the Democratic nomination and that Sanders pushes forward and runs on the independent ticket. That'd be the split we need on the left side of the aisle to take back the White House. I see. Stephen, hoping for a little bit of Ross Perot-like magic there. Very interesting. A couple of things that are headlining the news today. There you go. Love to know what's on your mind today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And your email is always welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Email question here from a listener on crude oil. Actually, a couple of them. Love your questions, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have at them here. All right, so first one says, what's with this Wall Street Journal Drudge Report headline? Okay, check out today's Drudge Report. Story says ND crude is worth about 50 cents a barrel. Well, that's a misleading story.
I hope
obviously.
So.
Yeah, that's actually talking about one. You know, there's a million different things, ways that oil is sold, and I think we're talking about one particular kind, but it's low, but it's not that low. And that's a misleading headline. That's not Wall Street Journal, it's Bloomberg. And I see here Rob Port has a story up on this as well on his Say Anything blog. And it looks like he agrees it's a misleading headline from Bloomberg. I'm reading this on the fly here, so don't be misled. North Dakota oil is not worth less than nothing. Well, by the way, quite the contrary. Lynn Helms will be here tomorrow, Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, to talk about the latest numbers that we have, numbers for that came out on Friday, the director's cut. And guess what, folks? Oil production went up. That's right. Oil production went up. So, once again, it's off about 5% from its all-time high. Less than, actually, 5% if you do the math there. Think about that. That's pretty incredible. And up slightly, as I said, in the last month that the reports were there. 49 oil rigs actively drilling right now. But this headline said, bust in Dakota, crude worth less than nothing. Gas drops to 80 cents a gallon in Michigan. Big banks brace for oil loans to implode. As Rob said, that's just plain inaccurate. What it is evidently Flint Hills Resources, the refining arm of the Koch brothers' empire, said it would pay 50 cents a barrel for North Dakota sour, which is this high sulfur grade of crude, which is down from $13.50 a barrel a year ago and $47.60 in January 2014. So it's not that North Dakota crude is worth less than nothing. It's that one particular type of that crude is worth less than nothing. So got you an answer there. Hope that helps. Okay. Let's see. I mentioned there was another crude one. Where'd that go? You see that one, Todd? Question about crude oil. Here it is. Doug. A question for our congressional delegation, well, not for us. Why aren't we filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve with excess crude oil when prices are low? Congress ordered. Currently, it's only about 700 million barrels. Congress shut the spigot off in 2011. Filling the reserve would help stabilize domestic.
Seem to be losing Scott there.
It looks like we have.
You mean like gone?
Oh.
I mean, this Winds Caravan unplugs all of the Mac at UMary?
Yeah, Scott is gone.
I mean, I realize, you know, it is a holiday and stuff, but I wouldn't have thought they'd cut the whole power at the University of
Maybe
Mary.
Scott just decided in mid-sentence he was just going to be done for the day.
He might have. But, hey, how about, you know, how about Tony Oliva and all those guys coming to Bismarck, North Dakota at 17 below this morning.
Tony Oliva is, isn't he? He's just just fantastic.
One of the absolute legends. And Corey Provis.
Ultimate.
What a class act.
Yeah,
huh?
Ultimate pro. He was actually doing the Gopher basketball game on Big Ten Network on Saturday against Indiana.
He was.
Yeah, so he's a busy guy. He does Twins games over here in the Twin Cities and does some work for the Big Ten Network, too, with football and basketball. So he's a busy guy.
Well, and it's one way the Gophers can get somebody to pay attention to.
Yeah, well, it's bad right now.
Is Patino, out of there?
I don't think he will
be. I'm hearing that buzz.
Yeah, it's
he and his dad going to UNLV. I'm hearing that buzz. Not to turn this into a sports talk show here.
It's
way out of my league at that point. But
it's pretty negative right now. I will say that this is not good. This is going to be a pretty bad Gopher basketball season. It already has been. But
did you happen to catch the televised Packers Cardinals?
I was out doing other stuff during the game, but
was there any
highlights.
Here in Bismarck? And I, you know, I'm hearing it didn't happen anywhere else. We got toward the end of the game, and all of a sudden, it was a big black screen.
Oh, and so you didn't see the two Hail Marys on the final?
Saw the Hail Marys, but we didn't have booth audio. We had field audio. We had crowd mics. We had officials mics. Basically, all the audio. Except the booth audio when the video came back.
So there was no Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth.
Right.
Hear any of that. Okay.
Right. Which was funny because then Bismarck people were like, oh, finally we don't have to listen to Chris Collinsworth. And I like Chris.
I think he's great.
I love Chris. But yeah. Okay, that's, you know. Why is it the best announcers are the hated announcers?
I know.
Joe Buck. How hated is Joe Buck? And yet he's always
he's hated pretty significantly here in Minnesota, I'll tell you that.
Well, exactly. And Al Michaels, you know, he's been one of those that over the years. John Madden's been a polarizing guy. I love John Madden.
Yeah.
But he's been a polarizing guy over time.
I think a lot of people still like Al Michaels because he's attached to the Miracle on Ice and
Oh, you gotta love that.
Yeah, yeah. So
the coolest thing about the Miracle on the reason I'm gonna remember the Miracle on Ice wasn't even the game itself. It was the intermission between the second and third periods where they do a where is he now with a past Olympian, the 1952 goalie, and it turned out he was the manager at the DQ up the street from us.
Get
on
out
Lake
of
Street,
here.
44th and Lake.
Really?
And I never knew. I knew the guy. I mean, I'm a large guy. I stop at Dairy Queen a lot. Deal with it. But and so I asked him the next day, I'm like, you never told any of us. And like 2 weeks later, he was gone. He said, look, I don't like all that recognition stuff. But it's funny because they do the whole story of him. And then all of a sudden, here's the, and where is he now? And it's a shot out of the window from inside DQ.
Wow.
There's an optometrist across the street. And I'm like, oh, I know where that is. So we're all blown away in the neighborhood. It's like we got the legendary 52 Olympian goalie giving us DQ cones and stuff.
That's awesome.
Well, we're going to see if we can get Scott Hinnen back one way or another. Otherwise, who knows what Manny and I will turn What's in Your Mind into.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here we go in three. Oh, a baseball legend joins us on What's on Your Mind, the one and only Tony Oliva. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I like that word you said, legend. When they said legend, what do you mean?
Oh.
I wasn't thinking old. I was thinking really, really good.
But it's not wrong to thinking old, too, because I've been around for a long, long time. But I enjoy it myself.
Well, think about a few of those years in the context of being on another Twins caravan here and all the memories that I don't doubt flood back. What are your, if you had to pick your top three best Twins memories, what would they be?
Well, I tell you one thing that much. I said one, the best one was one time when I was not far from here. I was in Jamestown, North Dakota. I believe it was 1965, and the weather was about 82 wind chill.
Below, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah, below zero.
Yeah.
You know, and a friend of mine, I was another ball player, they take me to a store. Yeah, I bought one of those Russian hats, you know, to cover my ears and everything. I can't believe how cold it was. You know, I was, I grew up in Cuba, and this is my first year I come to this part of the country. I don't know, you know, I was prepared only for a little jacket, you know, a little overcoat. But I get here and forget it. We got some ball player here today that from Texas. He experienced the same thing I experienced those days because we picked up him yesterday in the airport. He only got a little jacket, a little shirt. When I went outside, he said, oh, I never experienced something like that before.
Well, there you go. Good thing you brought your Russian hat because you've seen this movie before, right?
Oh, yes. That's when I had your eyes experience. It's nothing better than when you experience your own self what happened.
Yeah, that's very true. I didn't realize the Twins caravan days go back to the 60s and everything there. How about baseball-wise, on the diamond, what are your top three Tony Oliva memories of the Minnesota Twins?
Well, I think as a player, the one thing that you dream all the time is to get to the big league. I get to the big league in 1962 with, when I get there, Julio Becker picking me up in the airport, ball players who played for Washington Senators and played for Minnesota Twins, and taking me to the clubhouse. When I get to the clubhouse, I was next to Ramon Cribru, Soilo Versailles, Camilo Pascual, Jim Lemo, you know, Oro Barrett, and, you know, Bobby Allison, and all those big ball players, you know. And that was my first year I came from Cuba. I don't have any idea what was big league. And now I feel myself inside from next to those guys. That was a big experience and for me a big dream. But in 1965 was a special year for me, that we get to the World Series. We were the American League champ. That is another dream. Every year you leave from spring training, you only have one thing in your mind. Is get to the World Series or get to, you know, be a champion. This is what you play for. And the same year I play in the All-Star game in Minnesota. It's something that be there in Minnesota, represent Minnesota, be in the All-Star game next to all those big guys, you know, Mickey Mantle, you know, that Willie May. Willie May, I think, is the best player I ever saw played. Hang out, you know, and we got six ball players out in, who was in the All-Star game. And that's something that I was a part. Yeah, no, believe it, I was a part of that group because hey, to be there, you have to do something. You have to be good to do something for the people picking you up to be in the All-Star game. Because in those days, the players, they want to pick you up for the game and the manager, not the fans. Take a big difference. That's something you feel very proud about and be able to represent your team and represent you know, your friends and the neighborhood, and that is something that they were with you forever.
Those are three solid memories, that's for sure. If you had to pick between three of places you played, actually, you didn't play in the new one, probably, right? The Metrodome you did, but not. So you got Met Stadium, you got the Metrodome, and now the current world-class Twin Stadium. What's the best?
Well, I tell you, I never played, like you say, I play in the Met. I have a great career there. Yeah, I love to play there. But between the three, if I have a choice to play, I play in the Dome. The reason I say that, because if I play in the Dome, I bet you I hit by another 100 home run more. My average will go be about 50 points higher. And everybody say, the Dome was a good play for hitting. Not was a good, too good play to watch the game, but was a good play to hit.
Paul Molitor and this Twins team this past year and the new era now with Paul Molitor. Give me your thoughts on how this club's going to be.
I think I was very, very proud when Minnesota chose Paul Molitor for the manager. I know they was looking for manager, but we have one right there, and they make the right choice. I think Molitor is a guy who's been around a long time. It's a old-fashioned ball players with a mentality that can handle, you know, the people in the 40s and the people in the 50s and the people in the 60s and the people in 2000. He know how to handle every situation. I think the team will be great. And the players could be play very hard for him because the players respect him. He respect the players. He go to the players and give a confidence and try to help them in every situation. Because like I said, he got a lot of experience. He was good players, and he know what he do. I think he could be a great manager for many years.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for the memories, and thanks for your time today. And hopefully we have warm enough hearts to take care of this cold weather outside here in North Dakota for you.
Oh, you know, for me, the weather don't bother me that much. I know I love this cold weather because of the people. This part of the country is wonderful. I love the people in South Dakota, North Dakota. My wife from South Dakota and the people in Minnesota and that because the people in this part of the country is special to me. I don't say that because I'm here. I say because it's the way I feel it.
The great awesome. Tony Oliva. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Tony Oliva. Isn't that something? Really nice. He's on his way to Valley City as we speak. And for those that weren't, you know, aren't able to be Valley City tonight or Valley City this morning, rather, or later today and up in Grand Forks tonight, Fargo tomorrow, you got a little flavor of a Twins caravan today on the program. We thought we'd do that for you and warm you up, get you thinking Twins baseball in the middle of a cold January day. How about that? We're live at the University of Mary. I have a dream, said famously Martin Luther King, Jr. It's his day. We'll hear that when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
I mean, sometimes we hear conferences, oh, I'm going to go to a conference, gives me a day out of work. But it's not just a day out of work. It's an opportunity for people really and truly to come out and get inspired and get motivated for safety. And that's the one goal, is we want you to come to our conference. And 94 sessions, yes, there's all of that. But ultimately what happens when these people come to the conference, they get this renewed energy to not only work safer, but to live safer for, you know, for 24/7. One unsafe decision, whether you're at work or at home, can really mean the difference between life and death. And this event, the 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it really and truly gives people the tools to increase their personal safety and their knowledge to empower others to live safely 24/7.
To learn more about the NDSC's Annual Safety and Health Conference, scheduled for February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center, go to ndsc.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
University of Mary Bismarck, our location today up on the hill. Beautiful spot, even on a cold day. That sun came up this morning just saying, oh, baby, is that beautiful. Tomorrow, Watford City, speaking of beauty, that's right. I'll stop by the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park to keep my word to do so whenever I'm in the neighborhood. Most beautiful spot in North Dakota. Oh, nothing like it. Tomorrow will be the new Watford City High School. Not even open yet. I think there's a couple areas that are they're using, but officially opening, of course, next month. We'll be there to get a tour and talk with Steve Holland, the superintendent of the schools for Watford City, McKenzie County. So that tomorrow on the program. I want to tell you first, before we go to Martin Luther King and honor him, Aaron, the speech today, you know, I mean, I find myself every time I think about Martin Luther King thinking about I Have a Dream and walking through that famous speech in my mind, I thought, just let's play it. Let's play it. We're doing it a little bit different today. We give you a Twins caravan live on the radio to make you feel like it was spring outside and the Twins were playing, and on Martin Luther King Day, we'll do our part here. How about that? So all the kids that are sitting at home doing nothing, gather them around the radio, and they can hear one of the greatest speeches ever given by a civil rights leader, Reverend Martin Luther King. Bernie Buckelk is a guy I want to tell you about. Worked for John Deere for a number of years. Now works for Heat Alls. And tell you what, the guy is a mechanic. Kind of guy that you like to go to when you're looking for something apart, right? Works at the Heat Alls location in Dickinson. He's the manager there and has been in a number of locations. So how about that? And he's in Bismarck now, actually. He was in Dickinson. So he was the manager in Dickinson and came over to Bismarck, but part of the Heat Alls family. I say, what's your first car? 92 Chevy half-ton pickup. You can tell he's young. Bought it from an oil field company. And by golly, that thing, a lot of memories in that truck. So when you see Bernie, you stop by the Bismarck Heat Alls location, you can say, Scott was telling me about that Chevy half-ton pickup that you got. And he talks very fondly of being part of the Heat Alls team and being trained right at a college a number of years ago when he worked there back a number of years by Al Krutznick. And said, you know, he told me something I've always kept in the back of my head. It takes a team to make things go. You got one bad apple on your team, it ruins the entire team. So in all my time managing stores for Heat Alls, that's the one thing I push. Teamwork. Full-time, part-time, delivery, counter sales, whatever you do. Me too. No job we wouldn't do. I'll clean the bathrooms if I need to. I love it. Great guy. Stop and see him at Heat Alls. They're located throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, western Minnesota, Montana, too. Martin Luther King. the famous I Have a Dream speech. Here it is on What's on Your Mind.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, in the corners of American society, he finds himself in exile in his own land. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. Satisfied.
70 to our feet here, Todd.
Wow, maybe they had dropout problems in 1963, too.
What happens on the screen when that comes up?
It's still going.
With no audio.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Is it a Monday?
I'm thinking it is.
I have a dream.
Wow.
I have a dream. That
well, he doesn't dream.
Yeah, I got that. I'm going to read it so you listen to the words here, because he's getting to the money part of the speech that's really, really good.
Yeah. No, he's just hitting the peak here.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. It's the best part of this speech, is his lesson on the Constitution. I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama, with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right here in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the flesh shall see it together. Quoting Scripture. This is our hope, and this is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we'll be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And this will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring." And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring from the hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. He's taking us on quite the tour here. Let freedom ring from the slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia and from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to see, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." And that's the remainder of Martin Luther King's famous speech, "I Have a Dream," on this Martin Luther King Day. How about that? Last chance to weigh in on our topics of the day next on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come speak for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4 for 4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items for only $4. 4 for 4 every day, all day, PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper. And $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for a buck. Big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each, or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, chicken and Swiss for just $1.99. 1.5 liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On your mind, brought to you today by Polar Service Center. Locations down Williston. That's the newest one. Killdeer, and of course Billings as well. $15 million is the size of the inventory they have at Polar Service Center. Like 20,000 SKUs. You know what that means? That when you need a part, more they more than likely have it, and they'll bring it to you. They deliver Bismarck, Minot, all throughout the Bakken from their locations. There's not a tank part they don't have. And now they take care of you bumper to bumper on those trucks if you need any kind of repair at all. They're tank trailer experts. Polar Service Center have been in that game since the 40s. Minnesota company, largest tank trailer manufacturer now in all of North America. 30-plus service centers around the country as well. They do collision repair with a full fab shop. I mean, if you're pumping crude, they got a pump for it. You push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it. Push water or vacuum water, they've got it. Williston location is next to Peterbilt, Loves in the Ramada, and in Killdeer, Highway 22 north of the hill. Tank wash in Killdeer as well. I-90, exit 452 in Billings. Polar Service Center, tell them Scott sent you. We had a question earlier about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve from Doug. And Doug said, why aren't we filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve with excess crude when prices are low? Congress ordered that to be increased to a billion barrels. Currently, it's only at about 700 million barrels.
but Congress shut off the spigot in 2011. Filling it would help stabilize domestic crude prices and increase our security. Why not buy when the prices are low? Do we need it for security, first of all? Does anybody believe that? When you talk about stabilizing crude prices, you're talking about artificially, you know, the government buying up oil so it could, you know, increase demand, thus putting some pressure on price, I guess. He says it'd be a win-win for everyone and particularly help the folks in the Bakken. Okay, Doug, we forwarded this on to Congressman Kevin Cramer to get an official answer. I just gave you mine. I think the Bakken's the strategic petroleum reserve. I don't know that we need a bunch of oil sitting in someplace. But Kevin said because the best strategic reserve we have is under North Dakota, that's why we don't do it. He agrees, see? We don't need to store oil anymore. The low prices are evidence of our abundance. And we can access it there. But there's your official answer from Congressman Cramer for you today on the program. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You heard Martin Luther King's speech, most of it in his own words, a few in mine. How to get through it. After our little technical glitch today, what lesson is the greatest lesson Martin Luther King taught us? What was the most important message in what you heard in that address? Tell me what you think. Love to hear your thoughts on that. And if there's anybody, flak jacket at all, or fan of the folks on the stage that watched last night's debate, love to get your take on that. Stephen says, I hope and pray Hillary gets the Democratic nomination, that Sanders pushes forward and runs on the independent ticket. That would be the split we need on the left side of the aisle to take back the White House. What's a little Ross Perot redo on the left? Can't remember which of these comments we shared regarding the three-way race for governor now. We're going to be following this one closely. Working on scheduling talk radio town halls with all of the candidates for governor. Give you lots of information, where they stand on the issues. David saying name recognition and job performance will carry the day. That narrows the race down to one, and we all know who that is. He says Wayne Stengem gets it. Jason Heitkamp says Sarah Vogel should jump in as a Republican also, even though she's not a Republican. David replied to that saying that may cause her some personal trauma to register as a Republican. he said it didn't seem to affect Doug Burgum. I see. So he's suggesting that Doug Burgum's a Democrat. I don't think Doug Burgum's a Democrat. I think Doug Burgum has some socially, I think he has some views on the social side that would align with those as Democrats. But he's not a Democrat. If he were a Democrat, I think it's very clear he'd have gone into this Democratic field where there's nobody even seeking it, knows he's on the November ballot. That would have been a much better play. But and given his, I mean, he's chaired the Hovind campaign, chaired the Dalrymple campaign. I mean, pretty clear indications of his roots. But I do think it's fair to say he has views on the social side that more closely align with Democrats. So, let's see here. And we've got Paul kicking in for Representative Rick Becker on that vote. We can keep that going on Facebook if you like, right there on our program today. Because the program ends, but it continues all day long. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Todd and I slept pretty good last night. Yes, we did. You can tell Todd has no bags under his eyes, nor do I. You know why? MyPillow, that's why. Want to get rid of those bags under your eyes? Want to get a better night's sleep? Want to actually sleep and get into that place called REM when you sleep? Then you owe it to yourself to get on a computer this very moment and go MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott at checkout, save big bucks, or just call them up at 800-506-9028. It's as simple as half off. Can't beat a deal like that, 2-for-1, half off, great deal. 69 money-back guarantee, so there's no risk, 10-year warranty, come on, can't beat it. My thanks to our friends at the University of Mary for hosting us today at the Twins Caravan. Great to have the one and only Tony Oliva on the program. That's kind of cool. Live from Watford City tomorrow, so adios. God bless you, folks.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.